You are listening to the Business Society Podcast with Melissa Houston, CPA, financial strategist for CEOs, and a Forbes.com columnist. The Business Society community is where business owners come together to learn about real business, common problems, and real solutions. Are you a successful business owner who is now ready to learn how to increase your profit margins so that you can keep more money in your pocket and build your personal net worth? You are in the right place. With over 20 years of experience working with business owners, I share with you real advice that will help you increase the profit in your business and build your net worth. I know you're a genius at what you do, regardless of what profession you're in, and I'm here to help you make sense of the money and other pressing business issues. Have a business problem? We'll find real business solutions. Elizabeth Kristoff is an expert in using applied neurology to move people out of pain, unwanted behavior, and stress response. She's the founder of Brain-Based Wellness, an online platform that trains the nervous system and body to resolve old patterns, improve performance, and increase well-being. Elizabeth is a certified applied neurology practitioner who has been in the movement and wellness industry since 2007. She works with entrepreneurs, athletes, leaders, and creatives to improve resilience, manage stress, and regulate emotions through intentional, science-based brain training. Her research and work with hundreds of clients taught her that healing and change must occur in both the body and the mind, that each body, mind, and nervous system is unique, and most importantly, with the right tools, we are all capable of healing. Elizabeth, welcome to the Business Society Podcast. I am so excited to have you here today.
I'm so excited to be here.
You're like one of the most interesting entrepreneurs that I've met in a very long time. You've got a very unique business, and I don't want to jumble it up. So maybe you could tell us a bit about your business before we start.
Oh gosh, thank you so much for that. And yeah, I'm the founder of a business called Brain-Based Wellness, and it's a virtual platform that teaches people to train their nervous system, just like you would train your muscles in the gym to be stronger, to be more resilient. It's really practical body-based tools that train your nervous system to function better so that you have more well-being. And that can apply to mindset, that can apply to strength and endurance, that can apply to changing your habits or moving out of any kind of unwanted outputs. Our nervous system is our operating system. And when we learn to work with it, we can change all of our life experiences, we can change our behaviors, and we can move out of protective outputs that our nervous system and our body generate to keep us safe. Outputs like pain, dizziness, nausea, migraine, fatigue, binge eating, and insomnia. These are all nervous system outputs. And so by training the nervous system, we can create real change in those outputs.
See, when I first met you, I was totally intrigued by this because as a person who has high anxiety, I am well aware that the nervous system is it's all run through there. I don't know all the scientific lingo and stuff, but I do know that this is really valuable information to entrepreneurs. And I would love for you to explain to listeners why this would be important information for them to pay attention to today.
So training your nervous system is incredibly important for entrepreneurs because I've been an entrepreneur my whole life. I started my first business at the age of 24. I've never really worked for anyone else. I've always done my own thing. And as an entrepreneur, we are constantly pushing our own limiting beliefs. We're constantly pushing ourselves to be visible. We're constantly pushing ourselves to do something different in the world and challenge maybe the structures that feel normal for us to be in. And this can lead to a lot of stress, not just in our cognitive mind, but into our subconscious mind and into our body and into our nervous system. It's really important to understand that when it comes to your brain and your nervous system, at the level of our old brain, so I'm talking about your back brain, your brainstem, and your cerebellum, your brain has one primary job, and that's to ensure your survival. And it is always making the decision safe or unsafe. And when your brain at the subconscious, at the autonomic level, feels threatened, it's going to start to generate outputs to try to get you to stay safe. And a lot of times those are protective outputs that get you to reduce the amount of stimulus coming in. Outputs like pain, outputs even like depression or migraine that get you to go lay down in bed and pull the covers over your head and in general reduce your interaction with the world, because in that moment your brain feels safer. So as an entrepreneur, what happens a lot of times is we push ourselves because we believe in our business. We believe in our mission. We believe in our vision, and we want to create this thing. We are driven to create this thing. But as we do that, we push through it cognitively because we're hard driving people, but we don't process that stress through our body. We don't help our nervous system get on board with these changes that we're making in our life. And so I will do something to grow my business. Maybe even it's being visible here on this podcast with you, or posting something on social media, or taking a calculated risk in my business. And on the back end of that action, I end up getting shut down with a migraine, with pain, maybe with a binge eating episode, because my old brain and my body don't feel safe yet in that action. And so it triggers these protective responses. And then after going through that over and over again, I get burnt out. I get exhausted and I give up on what I want to create, or I end up continuously sacrificing my own life, my own well-being in order to grow the business. So I didn't want to do that anymore. And so I started learning how to work with the nervous system and use functional neurology to help heal the deficits in my nervous system, to give me tools for self-regulation so that when I take these new actions, I can make my body feel safe inside of myself doing the things that I want to do to grow my business, to put my mission and my vision out into the world and to expand without getting held back by a brain, a body, and a nervous system that don't feel safe doing that.
It's so funny how our brains can play tricks on us too. Is that correct? Like, it's not just a manifestation of, you know, pain and suffering, but it's also like, just, I'm speaking from personal experience, and you can totally correct me if I'm wrong, but I know sometimes if my brain is reacting to an unsafe situation, it will make a decision that could possibly self-sabotage me as well. Can you explain that?
Yeah. So a lot of these protective outputs, they don't serve our long-term goals. You know, our higher order thinking systems, our prefrontal cortex, we have all these ideas about how we want to be in the world and what we want to do in these big goals. And these protective outputs, they're contrary to those goals, right? They end up sabotaging us or causing us problems in our life with behaviors that we don't want, drinking too much, eating too much, or experiencing chronic pain or migraine. And what we need to understand is that our old brain is working in that moment to keep us alive. Our old brain, our nervous system, and our body have a deep understanding that too much stress for too long is dangerous. When we live in a state of chronic stress, we're pumping out all of these stress hormones, and ones that are particularly damaging are adrenaline and cortisol. Cortisol left on over time will damage our blood vessels, it'll damage our arteries, and it will lead to a disease state inside of our body, high inflammation, autoimmune problems. And so our old brain knows, like, I can't stay in this state of chronic stress. I need to do something to reduce the amount of stimulus coming in, to re-regulate the nervous system, and to make that change right now. And so it will push us into a behavior that in that moment keeps us safe, that moves us out of that state of being stuck in fight or flight or chronic stress, and upregulates the part of our nervous system that calms us, our rest and digest system, our parasympathetic nervous system. And for that moment, in the present moment, that is actually what is better for your health. It's what's better for your body to move out of that state of chronic stress. But the protective outputs that our system uses to keep us that way, to help us regulate and to move us out of threat response, may not be in alignment with your long-term goals. So in order to change the behavior behaviors to not respond to stress in the same way, or to be able to move out of those protective outputs, we really need new tools, tools to regulate ourselves, tools to work with the nervous system so that we can do the things that we want to do. We can move toward our big goals. We can take action in our business and not get shut down over and over again by those protective outputs.
It's so interesting, and I know how valuable it is. As I sit here listening to you, I'm going to admit I do feel overwhelmed hearing all this because it sounds like a lot of work. So I'm sure I'm not the first person who would tell you this, probably won't be the last. So how do you respond to this when people or clients tell you how they feel, like the overwhelm?
It's very, very normal to feel overwhelmed. Most of the time when people come to me, it's because they are experiencing these negative outputs of their nervous system. So they're already in a high stress state. And it's very easy to feel overwhelmed when you're in that state. And unfortunately, most of us are not taught about our nervous system, which is our operating system. It's what controls all of the autonomic processes in our body, which just means all the things that you're not consciously thinking about: your heart rate, your digestion, the amount of muscle tension you have, the felt sense and experience inside of your body. And that system is pliable. It's plastic and it's changing all of the time in response to the stimulus that we give it. And we're just not taught that. And we're not taught how to work with the system. So it can feel really overwhelming when you first start to try to learn about this system. And so it's very important to start with a minimum effective dose of training, to just start to learn a few very simple, very practical exercises that you can do on a daily basis to move yourself out of threat when you are experiencing stress. So on my website, which is brainbase-wellness.com, I have a free video series that teaches people just a few quick and simple neural exercises that help stimulate different cranial nerves or different parts of the nervous system. And these are exercises you can do in about a minute that you can test and practice, see how your own body responds to it, and then find just one or two neural exercises that your nervous system responds positively to. And then do those frequently throughout the day to constantly be bringing your nervous system down to a lower threat level, to create a greater sense of well-being inside of your body. When you start to do that, you're constantly changing the baseline level of stress that your nervous system is under. And then all those other things start to seem less overwhelming. You have more bandwidth to take on these practices when you start to regulate your nervous system on a daily basis. But it's really important to start with a small and manageable amount. So one exercise that takes 30 seconds to a minute that you do maybe once or twice a day, just to begin to help your nervous system relax so that more then becomes possible.
Oh, I love that. Just hearing that there's a solution, or, you know, work towards a solution, just calms my nerves. The minute you said that there are possibilities, I'm like, oh, thank God. When I react to this overwhelm of learning this, it often makes me think that, okay, what I often hear from my clients when they come to me is they're overwhelmed when it's time to start looking at their finances and looking at what's going on in their business and understanding their business numbers and such. So would you have tips for them? Because like, I would love to be able to calm their nerves as well. In fact, I just got a text this morning about a client. We're starting work on Wednesday and he's very much like, I am so nervous about this. I'm looking forward to it, but I'm very, very nervous. So how do you respond to that?
I think that's a great question. And it's so common that people, when they start to dive into their finances, start to experience a lot of signs of actual financial trauma that lives inside of their body. So when I talk about trauma, it's important first to understand that trauma is not the event itself. It's how our body responds to the event. And it's the held reaction inside of our body. So it's the racing of your heart, the tightening up of the muscles, the racing thoughts that happen in your mind, how your mouth goes dry or your palms get sweaty. These are all trauma response, and it's a very physical thing. Many, many people have unresolved financial trauma, whether that's from childhood or from a previous business experience or a time of really prolonged chronic stress, right? In childhood, maybe you didn't have a lot of financial stability. Maybe you were made fun of for being poor, or not wearing the right clothes. Maybe your parents argued a lot about finances. Maybe you didn't have a stable place to live and you had to move a lot and change your environment because of financial stressors. And that all gets stored and internalized inside of our subconscious mind and inside of our nervous system. So then when we start to do things like address our finances and have financial conversations, or even just look at our bank account, it can recreate that physical experience inside of the body so that it feels disproportionately threatening when we do something like look at our bank account. Like all of a sudden, my heart is racing and my mouth goes dry and I have this felt sense of impending doom that is really disproportionate for just looking at my bank account or doing a spreadsheet. Or maybe I even dissociate. I get brain fog. It's hard to concentrate. I feel detached from my body in the situation. I can't stay present in my body. And those are all trauma reactions. And like I said, that doesn't even have to come from childhood. It could come from just a really long period of financial stress in your adult life with a business or in your life. And so what do we do when that starts to happen for us? And the answer is to, one, become more financially literate, which is what your programs do for people, right? Gives them these manageable steps to start to have some agency and to have a different experience with finances, which is so important. But then, like with all things, behavior change wise and mindset wise, we have to not just go at it cognitively, not just from our higher order thinking systems, but we have to work with our body and our nervous system to create a sense of safety as we engage in these new behaviors, as we work towards our financial goals and implement the tools that you're giving clients. So what I would do in that situation is, again, I would have people learn one or two simple neural exercises. Again, they could just find that on the site to start to work with their nervous system. At brainbase-wellness.com, just learn one or two simple exercises. And then before you sit down to do the financial work, before they have a meeting with you, they do one or two simple things to regulate their nervous system. Maybe it's some tongue circles, to just sweeping their tongue over their teeth and making a big circle with their tongue. Keep your mouth closed and see if you can make that circle a little bigger with each repetition. That's a exercise that helps stimulate your vagus nerve, which is a really important cranial nerve in your calm and respond system. Maybe that makes your body feel more relaxed. You can take a deeper breath. Maybe then you practice taking a couple deep breaths with nice, long, slow exhales, and then you go into doing the financial work. And then when you start to experience signals in your body as you're doing it, tension around the eyes, mouth drying out, shoulders elevating, sense of unease in the bottom of your belly, palms sweating, any of these signs of threat, stop and do one or two simple practical exercises to help your body re-regulate, and continue to do that as you move through the work so that we're creating a new experience inside of your body, as you're doing your budget, as you're forecasting. You're continuously working with the body and the nervous system to create that felt sense of safety so that it becomes possible to take these new actions without moving into those unwanted protective outputs and without eventually stopping doing it altogether because it feels too uncomfortable and unsafe.
Yeah, it's just really amazing the work that you do. I'm so grateful that you do it. I'm so grateful that I got connected with you because, I mean, I am a client of yours now because I, you know, being a person who experiences high anxiety and I really don't like feeling that, I definitely want to learn and understand how to control these feelings better and how to, I mean, even just like my day-to-day entrepreneurial work and such like that, you know, dealing with the regular stresses of day-to-day life as well, and not getting into these funks or these patterns of self-sabotage. So that's super important that people can work with you on this. And when you do work with clients, do you want to share with us how you work with them, or if you have programs or one-on-one teachings?
Yeah, I have a couple different ways that people can work with me. And thank you so much for saying that. I'm really glad that we have connected as well. And I think it's just so important, because it can feel so frustrating to try to change your behavior, to keep coming up against these things and trying to develop these new habits. I'm going to know my numbers this year. I'm going to get better at forecasting and sit down regularly and do it. And cognitively, you understand why it's important. Maybe you're a really smart person and you've been able to use your intellect to get through a lot of stuff in life. And why can't I just make this change? And you find yourself continuing to get shut down by pain, by binge eating, by drinking, by dissociation as you try to move into these new behaviors. And it's painful and it's frustrating. And so it's really important for me that people understand that there is another way, that if we bring our nervous system and our body along for the ride in the process, that it's completely possible to heal these patterns and this trauma through the body, through the subconscious mind, and create a new experience. And it doesn't have to be so painful over and over again. So people can work with me a couple different ways. You can work with me through my membership site, which is at brainbase-wellness.com as well. And it's just regular daily movement and nervous system training to continue to make the nervous system function better and be more resilient, so that you're at a lower threat level all of the time. And it's just a way to practice doing that daily in community with other people. I'm on the site live all the time, and you can ask me questions and work with other people to help learn tools for regulation and to train the nervous system over time to be under less stress on a second by second basis, by training our respiration, by training our cranial nerves, by training our body mapping system. All of these make a big difference in how you feel daily. And then I have some small group training programs, energy creation and food freedom, which are specifically either for burnt out entrepreneurs in energy creation who want to be able to grow their business and expand their life without moving into stress, pain, shutdown, and burnout. And then food freedom is for people who have struggled with food most of their life. They use food as a tool for self-regulation, stress eating, and emotional eating. And again, just can't get out of those behaviors no matter how much they know. It just isn't possible in their body and in their nervous system. And so I work with those programs to work with people in that capacity specifically. And occasionally I take one-on-one clients if people are experiencing a lot of big dysregulation symptoms and they need a little more one-on-one help.
That's amazing. Now, if there's one thing that you would like listeners to take away from this conversation today, what would that be?
It's that healing and change are possible, but it takes also working with your nervous system and your body as you try to make these changes. And there's nothing wrong with you for experiencing what you're experiencing. It's just the way that we're built. Your body and your nervous system are only trying to keep you safe. And when we can stop judging ourselves for all of that and look at it through the lens of curiosity, it becomes possible to work with the system to create that change in a way that is not painful, that is expansive, and will trickle out into all areas of your life.
That's beautiful. I love that. Now, I know people are going to want to reach out to you, and you did mention your website, and we will definitely leave links for that. But where else can they find you?
Yeah, so the best place to start is there through that free video series, so that you can really start to understand how to assess and reassess what works well for your nervous system. It'll teach you just a little bit of the important foundational concepts about applied neurology, and then some really high payoff drills that have helped a lot of my clients move out of stress, move out of anxiety, move out of pain. So that's at brainbase-wellness.com, and you can just sign up for that free series. And then the other place to find me is on Instagram at E.L. Christoph, K-R-I-S-T-O-F. And I put lots of little videos there and links to the podcast. And I'm pretty responsive if people reach out and contact me through that platform as well.
Perfect. And, you know, I just can't thank you enough for being so compassionate and caring towards your clients and showing people that there's definitely a way to get your nervous system well managed.
Thank you so much for having me. And all of this stuff I know from my own life experience. That's why I have so much compassion. I've been a binge eater my whole life. I've been an entrepreneur my whole life. I've struggled with workaholism and running myself into the ground until I was completely shut down, migraine, chronic pain, dissociation. And so I feel the pain of what it's like to be stuck in those cycles of overexertion and then complete exhaustion. And I am just really passionate about offering people an opportunity to experience life differently.
Well, I love that. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a real honor to be here.
Thanks for listening to the Business Society podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, leave us a review. Your ratings and reviews help more people like you find our podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast with someone you think would love it. Until next time, I'm Melissa Houston. And never forget, nobody will ever care about your money as much as you do. So never give your financial power away.